anybody have a problem with that? And some group just raised their hand, and I said, okay, who's on the opposite side? Some other group. And I'd say, okay, you guys go into this other room and don't come out until you agree. And, you know, when we were able to first get what I call the blueprint in 97 or 98 of how we were going to put it together, and we got that done unanimously, and then 3 years later, we were actually able to get the commission, the building code, and the commission and everybody else done, and that unanimously, it was one of the greatest feelings I've ever had. Let me talk to you about, since you represent the League of City Association of Counties, they have an agenda every single year. They provide that agenda in a booklet. They then go out and individually, so because many of them cross so many different jurisdictional lines, look for individuals to represent them in each one of those particular pieces of legislation. And that's how they get it, and that's how every other group and association does it. This is how this one occurs. We'll get a report. That report will be after a lot of bills have already been filed. Everybody in the special interest groups have already gotten their own people to go out and do their own bills, which are convoluted to what you all are doing. And then what happens is over the court, then the DCA staff is very concerned about going outside of the DCA directly so that they're not doing anything directly for this until I go and beg Jim Richmond to come up to my office and work with me on it. And it's not his fault. I'm just telling you how it works. And by this time, there's seven or eight different bills out there with four or five different types of areas that they're dealing with. And then it takes me half the legislative session bringing them all together. And actually, part of, unfortunately, which I hate to do, part of the thing I have to do is stop bills as much as pass bills. Now, I got to tell you, that's not the way I do other things. And it's not the way I want to do this in the future. What I want is an organized, methodical, you know, plan of action. These are the things we need changed, leave this year. These are the recommendations, and these are why we have recommendations, and they're well thought out. Okay? And it's not doing a checklist, which I did last year, of what one person's bill is, another person's bill is, my bill is, and some other special interest groups that, you know, have. And that's what happened last year. And I'm picking and choosing like from a Chinese menu. Column A, column B, and Ralph, you know what I'm talking about because you were sitting there doing part of it. And then I'm having to deal with just trying to make sure that they don't, and you saw it last year, they don't throw out the appointments of the governor, because they don't like some of the things that you all are doing. And that's why I'm saying, you know, it's a two-part. Come up with a plan of action and make sure that the interest groups that are going to come up there anyway are part of that plan of action. And you have at least, as best you possibly can, work through these issues prior to the legislative session. So it's boiled down to a few. I mean, last year, I will tell you, there was like, I think we got to, what, Joe, 24 different issues that we were working through in between of 24, 25, 26, wasn't it? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. That we were dealing with, that the building commission idea, one interest group's idea, another interest group's idea, another interest group's idea, and my kind of consensus idea. I don't want to do that. I really think we want to invest in making positive. And this group, with the product approval, you are right. Today, this is the issue du jour. You know, it's been one of the top ones for a long time, but this is the top one as starting with last legislative session to now that it's gotten everybody. It used to be wind loads. It used to be this. It used to be that. It used to be a lot of other things. This is what it is now. And I understand the evolving process. You don't collapse 500 codes to one, with everybody having to do all their different things, and it's going to be a completely smooth transition. But I think we all agree that the process that we established is the right process. Now, how we get to where it starts working for everybody is what you all need to figure out. Thank you. Really, Blake, I appreciate it. Yes.
Question. Is it inconsistent with the DCA policy for the commission to create a body on its own to move its legislative agenda forward.
I think that you all can work through that, and I'll let Jim answer that. But I don't think it's a, you know, well, you go ahead.
We're going to discuss our legislative initiatives at the next meeting, and it's not agendaed here. I just want to make sure.
It is at the next meeting.
Down at the Fountain Blue. And so we can approach those problems. I would like to thank the Senator, and I'll be the first to admit some shortcomings in transferring this. And I'd like to thank the Senator, especially for his indulgence and the assistance of Joe Dersler. I don't know if many of you know him.
My aide, Joe, stand up, please.
Works.
He did a lot of work for all of you guys last year.
I will discuss those and ways to address those so that we can be of better assistance to those that want to assist us.
And I'm not blaming anybody. Please understand, there's no blame here. It's just I want us to be able to have a unified plan of action. What you're saying, Dick, makes a lot of sense. Now, how you all get to that and how DCA and you all interact to do that, it's really up to you. Just let me know how it is so that we can work together. I've been not knowing how to proceed directly with you all for a couple of years now.
Well, the commission's position and its agenda clearly is vulnerable because there's no one defending it or guarding it or protecting it as it moves through the legislative process other than the department, and the department by virtue of its structure and government is compromised by the secretarial issue and not that they're always consistent or inconsistent, but it doesn't present a pure advocacy on behalf of all of those people who spend an extraordinary amount of time and a lot of goodwill trying to do the best thing. And obviously I'm represent an industry that has strong advocacy in Tallahassee, the Florida Home Builders Association, but I don't for one minute think that the chairman of this commission or any of these members have ever compromised their position, their belief, their philosophy at all when it comes to making decisions on what's best for the citizens of Florida. My only concern is that when we get up from the table and we put forth that best effort and we tried to build a consensus, and the chairman has been extraordinary in allowing interest groups and anybody who wants to come to the table to be an advocate for their position. Then to see it emasculated in the legislature, or at least we don't have a shot at defending it, is problematic. So I hope, even though we can't discuss this right now, Jim, that we will have the opportunity in Miami and we'll be able to proactively move towards defending the commission's efforts as it moves through the legislature and makes them less vulnerable to attacks.
And that's what I'm suggesting. That's the other part of this that I'm suggesting. But at the same time, when you do that, remember that we don't want an us against them situation. We want to make sure that we have taken, you know, all of the various interest groups that are going to be involved up in Tallahassee and make sure that we have at least addressed all of their concerns. So we're not, you know, it's not the building. The last thing I want to see is the building commission going against the construction and the home building industry every single year up in Tallahassee. I would like to see as much of a unified front. And then if you have some issues that you disagree on, which are going to happen,
absolutely,
that's fine. But, you know, what has happened in the past is different people have gotten their advocate. I have tried to build a consensus on what I felt was the right thing for the building commission and what they want to do. Others are out there for individual groups, and collectively trying to bring all that together has been a mess, is the best way to put it, and something that's kept me quite busy over the course of the legislative session and my staff very busy, just trying to tie up all the loose strings. And I didn't mean to take all this time.
I want to tell you how much we really appreciate you back here. And I tell you also that it's very frustrating to the commission to see people that simply just, they go through the process and they advocate the process. They don't get the answer they want to hear. So they go to the legislature.
And that's going to continue to happen.
And that's always going to happen. Suppose there's going to be that group that's there all the time. And that's somewhat disconcerting. It's very important. And helpful to know that you're there to support the commission.
And
who has gone through the process with these people.
And I do want you to understand. people that are advocating the other situations have no, because they have no background history or anything. Now, they have background history in the industry, but have no idea of how we got to where we are. And it's real simple just to sit there and throw something in. And I can't tell you how many times I've gotten friends, good friends, that I have worked with and built a relationship with for years and years, extremely upset with me because I just wouldn't throw one little thing in there to change the law. You know, I mean, just basically, you know, I mean, like, because, you know, they'll come in to me and say, well, the building commission has no reason to do this. Uh-huh. Why do you say that? Well, Jim Richmond says he doesn't know how, and I'm quoting from somebody. Jim Richmond told me he doesn't know why they did it, put it in there. And I said, okay, well, you know, why did they say they had it? Well, because it was in the international code. Uh-huh. And why did the international code have it? Well, they don't know why it happened. They never used it. Uh-huh. So what are you asking me to do? Well, just change it a few feet so that my client can do this XYZ thing. Guess what, folks? I say no, they run down the road, and it's in amendment to the on the floor of the House and or the Senate, and everybody says, there's no reason not to do this. And I have to fight and circumvent things and do everything I can. And I have a very good friend who hates me now. Okay, we'll do everything he can, he says, to make sure that I never win in another election. Because I wouldn't change the law on a few feet. Because why? Because we didn't know these things. Now, I'm telling you, that's a funny story, but it's the truth. And that's what happens. And you know, I mean, you've got to appreciate that and understand it and realize that, you know, it's that's why you have to have a united front. That's why you have to be prepared for this thing. It's not just being proactive. It's knowing, it's working with the folks. And quite frankly, they might be right. We might be able to change that. And there may be no reason for doing that. I'm not going to talk about what it is or anything. But what I told them was, and what Jim knows, because he's worked with me on it, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about here, I said, look into it. If it, you know, but go through the commission. Don't just come to the legislature and change it because you say that it's, you know, that you have, there's no reason the building commission does it. Make sure the building commission does it. We're not going to sit there and establish policy that circumvents the building commission. And I continue to, for everything that I do, I can make you look into things, and I do that. That's what I do with the bills. I say, send it back to the commission and make them look at it and make them come up with a policy. And that's the way to do it. I am not and will always, as long as I'm there, fight to stop people from circumventing the policy and setting precedent and setting the precedent of them creating and writing the building code. Because that, I think, puts us in a lot of jeopardy. And what I always tell these the special interest groups when they try to do that is that, you know, this cuts both ways. You start doing this, someday somebody's going to come back and put something from the legislature because, you know, it's a good reason to do it at that time. It makes good political sense. It will get you some votes, and they'll put something in that you won't like. So the best thing to do is allow a guys are political, but as much non-political as you possibly can to make those decisions and not have us make those individual decisions. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say, as a commissioner, sometimes I feel that there's a vacuum both ways. And it may have occurred, and staff has answered the question, I don't know if they have or not, because it's never come down to us. When a item comes up in a bill, no one comes back and asks us, well, was that in a decision that maybe that was a 90% the other way, and that's why they didn't get what they wanted, and now they're going to the... And sometimes I think some of these things need our feedback.
And they're never going to. Okay.
Commissioner, like I said, and I hate to interrupt, but this is something that will come up in August, and it'll be fully available for discussion before the full commission.
But you're,
if we could hold our comments until then.
I just want to say, you're talking about the whole political process now. And I guarantee you that nobody's going to come back and ask what you think when they're trying to do something that they already know you don't want to do. And that's where I'm coming. Every time I see a building code bill, I go running to the building commission staff and Roel Rodriguez or someone else and say, okay, what do you think about this? But it's not my bill, and the person that's writing it usually doesn't care what you think, because that's why they're writing the bill, because you didn't do what they wanted you to do in the first place. So that's again why I'm asking you all to be proactive and say, what I'd like to do is sit there and have something and say, this is what the building commission recommends. These are the things that the building commission have worked on. Here's some things that they would be against if they came up. It's just as important. And I want you to understand, it's just as important to tell us things that would be bad if they came through as it would be good.
I thought we gave that document every year.
Well, I'm going to let you work that out this year, okay? Thank you very much, everybody. It's really been great. Be happy to come any other time you need me. Thank you.
Deep time. That's fine. I put the new tape.
Did you already change the tape?
Yeah. All
right. We're going to take a 5-minute break, a real 5-minute break.
Let's see. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't want to be.
Whoever listens to this tape is going to laugh. Do we know what around this one?
There is a stomp. There is.
Then you gotta read.
There is a repeat. There is a signal. There is a erase, minimize. I could just let it run.
You're getting good at turning it on and off, so maybe we'll just get good at that again, so that you're. And stop it and turn it back on.
Let's see if we do a stunt. The question is coming?
Yeah, he's over there.
Just come straight off. Eventually, you've got it all about the person.